In 2023, in the worlds of business and technology, perhaps one short word dominated public consciousness more than any other, and that would be AI. Okay, it's an acronym, really. Artificial intelligence has been around for decades, but with ChatGPT pushing through almost every area of business and life, it seemed that every job and every organization now had to quickly learn the implications, the dangers, and the benefits of this new style of computing ability. We had to learn quickly, and we're discovering new elements almost every day. Maybe every year will be like this from now on, or maybe the cadence of change will continue to shorten, with revolutions happening monthly or even weekly. To find out as best we can, we asked our guests from this year's past episodes, and their replies were fascinating and detailed. I have a few of them here for you now. This is the Talis Security Sessions Podcast, Predictions Edition. I'm Steve Prentice. Chris Holland, VP of Cloud Services at Talis, guested on our June episode, The Vendor of My Vendor, The Importance of Finding the Right Relationships for Cloud Security. He says, quote, AI will continue to dominate the IT landscape and we will see new applications that create both positive and negative outcomes. He continues, I think we will need technologies to help us distinguish between original and AI-generated content across all types of media. In the short term, cybersecurity will benefit from this technology, providing assistance to developers and ops engineers navigating the complex world of cybersecurity. Longer term, as costs come down, malicious uses will increase, he says, and an AI-based arms race will emerge. John France is CISSP and CISO at ISC2. John works with Duan Jones, who was a guest on our DEI episode in October. John said, quote, artificial intelligence will continue to take a front seat, but the hype will die down. He continues, generative AI is at the top of its hype cycle, but will still remain in the general consciousness in 2024 and will likely start to deliver more business value. However, what we have to realize is that even though AI was the buzz topic of the year, it has yet to reach its full potential. He continues, for adversaries, we've mainly seen it being used for social engineering purposes so far, and it's likely that we will continue to see that threat surface deepen. But from both a defensive and offensive cyber operations side, we have a long way to go. He concludes, I think in 2024 we will see vendors try to combat AI's use for malicious purposes outside of just social engineering, and ultimately use AI to deliver more tangible value. However, like any hot new topic, the hype will inevitably cool down as time goes on, and it will settle into part of the landscape. Speaking of Duan Jones, Duan is Director of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion at ISC2, and she wrote to me, quote, we have seen an uptick in the diversity of individuals entering the field. In fact, our 2023 ISC2 workforce study found that 66% of the new entrants into the cybersecurity field in the last 12 months are from diverse backgrounds. She adds, this is huge for the industry. But more can and should be done. Organizations are starting to understand the value of diverse candidates and what they can bring to their teams. She writes, as we enter into 2024, I anticipate we will see a shift in how organizations and governments approach recruiting and retaining top talent. I believe there will be an increased focus on developing strategies to enhance diversity in recruiting efforts, specifically aimed at addressing workforce shortages and creating more inclusive environments, fostering an environment where diverse talent can not only stay, but also thrive. She concludes, there will be increased efforts to improve employability through targeted training and development programs, ensuring that a diverse workforce is equipped with the skills and opportunities needed for long-term success. We covered a range of topics this past year, delving into some challenging ones. One of these was quantum-safe cryptography and key distribution. John France, once again of ISC2, generously offered up an intriguing summary, writing, quote, quantum computing tends to get the most attention in quantum technology discussions, but we likely won't see it become commercially available for the next 3 to 5 years. What I have seen and anticipate will continue to see is increased activity around quantum-safe cryptography. He continues, the focus on quantum-resistant algorithms is strong in the research community, and I anticipate we'll see more of that activity and search for improved algorithms in 2024 from NIST, ETSI, and others. We're also starting to see quantum-safe key distribution come to the fore of the quantum dialogues. Networks using quantum-safe key distribution are starting to be deployed, which is vitally important to counter the threat of compromised key distribution when quantum computers become more commercially available. These areas are largely still in the research phase, he says, but I think we can expect to see lots of activity and discovery in these areas in particular. In May, Amanda Widdowson, head of Human Factors and User Experience Capability at Thales UK, was one of two guests featured on our episode covering the creativity of the criminal mind. How threat actors remain so adaptable and able to find and exploit the tiniest flaws in our supply chain. She wrote, quote, "The human element will continue to impact cybersecurity incidents in 2024. Instead of the traditional focus on attempting to control human behavior, organizations should address systemic root causes of incidents involving people. For security to be truly embedded in the design of new products and technologies, human factors issues such as trust, transparency, usability, and human attentional capacity must be considered." Finally, our December episode featured a fascinating conversation with Paul Fisher, lead analyst at Kuppinger Cole, a firm that specializes in the strategic management of digital identities, and Ward Duchamp, who is director of strategy and innovation at Thales. Here are Ward's contributions in his own words. First, on the four generations of B2B.
For 2024, I expect to witness an evolution in how that businesses collaborate. Some people say that we are on the verge of the fourth generation of B2B collaboration. It must have been around the 80s that everybody talked about the extended enterprise. Back then it was characterized by its large-scale outsourcing services to reduce cost. The second generation focused more on the optimization of revenue generation. We saw business ecosystems pop up with indirect sales via brokers, franchisers or agencies. Today, modern collaboration is built on a mutual benefit, more on a win-to-win, emphasizing the co-creation of products and services throughout open innovation and collaborative building. What I expect for tomorrow is that organizations may work with intellectual, autonomous systems that may or may not involve human beings. And the interaction between human and non-human, machine learning, artificial intelligence, will be bundled into one shrink-wrapped service that will be offered to many different entities. So, in the next year, 2024, we will have to work on new models of trust, new models of how that we can manage, govern and secure all these collaborations between networks of humans and non-humans.
And here's Ward again with his predictions around digital currency.
This year, we saw Apple broadening its partnership with a major US retail bank. US customers can now open a savings account via Apple's own credit card. And all of that is very deeply integrated with a digital wallet on a smartphone. Also, Google is promoting a number of financial offerings that are based on the e-money license that they acquired in 2019. And we also see governments accelerating their program in digital currency. The European Central Bank announced in November last year that they want to accelerate the digital euro project. Just like the project CEDAR of the US government, we now see actually an acceleration in these projects. So looking back to the last 12 months and then connecting all the different dots, we may expect some kind of breakthrough in digital currency in the next year.
We at the Thales Security Sessions podcast production team want to express our thanks to everyone who participated as a guest and, of course, to all of you who took the time to listen. Our goal was and remains to deliver intelligent discussion on topics dealing with security, with insights you can take away and perhaps even present to your own teams. If you missed one of our episodes, go back and check them out. You can find them at cpl.talisgroup.com/podcasts. There's a link in the show notes. Or just simply search for Thales Security Sessions Podcast on your platform of choice. In short, the topics we covered in 2023 included the sovereign cloud, cyber criminal minds, finding the right cloud vendor relationship, the coming quantum cryptopocalypse, diversity in cyber, the dangers of data brokers, and sovereign identities, getting your identity back under your control. If you like our podcast series, please give us a rating and perhaps even recommend them to friends, clients, and colleagues, and join the ongoing conversation on LinkedIn. My prediction for 2024 is much more great and valuable conversation to come. I'm Steve Prentice. Thanks for listening.